Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I am just so delighted to have my very special friend with me, Caroline Allen, talk to you. And we're going to work on healing of many different aspects today. And so I would like to introduce Caroline. Caroline sent me a little list of things. I said to her, what should I put on the website about you? And she had medical intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, spiritual teacher, DNA healer, avatar of healing and compassion, and a grandmother of eight. Caroline, you forgot something, dear.
Oh, well, I did. What did I forget?
Well, the most important thing.
Oh, and what was that?
That, number one, you work with God.
Yes.
And number two, you work with a vast array of healing hierarchy. We didn't put that on the website.
Oh, well, we can always change that.
I want to tell our audience, I've known Caroline for a long time. We've been friends. And I admire her work greatly. And I wanted to ask her a few questions about how she works. So, Caroline, we know that you're a medical intuitive. And so tell me, when you look into the human body, what are you seeing?
Well, as a medical intuitive, I can see everything inside the human body, from the soul of the individual cells to the individual cells themselves, the organs, the glands, the tissues, the bone marrow. I just see everything that's going on in there. And God directs me to the place, whether it be on the cellular level or whether it be looking inside to see if someone has a problem with their heart. He directs me about where to go and shows me what I need to see.
And then after you see this, let's say just for the sake of discussion, a person has a problem in the heart area. Maybe a valve is not working properly. God has sent you to that part, and you are looking at this valve, and God tells you what needs to be done. Then what would be the next process, part of the process?
Well, actually, God doesn't really tell me what to do as much as he shows me what he's doing, and I tell the person as the witness what is going on, what is being done to fix the problem with a valve in the heart.
I hate to break in, but there is a caller, and we've got to go over whether you're going to take calls the first hour.
Well, I kind of want it like, and I'm sorry, I kind of want it like 15 minutes to kind of lay a background down for Caroline so people know how she is going to be
you
working
got
with
it.
Them.
Okay.
So we want like another maybe 7 minutes.
Done.
Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to this picture, you're acting as a witness. Is that how I understood you to say you're acting as a witness, and God is basically telling you what God is doing in the body? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. When I first started doing this work, Carolyn, I got very, the more I did it, the faster it got, and things would happen before I could even say what was going to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
tell somebody what was about to happen or tell them what just happened. It was just getting faster and faster. And so one day I said, you know, God, I need to know really why you need me. I said, why don't you just go ahead and do this yourself? What do you need me here for? And he said, go get your Bible with the Apocrypha, and I want you to read all of the instances in which Jesus healed, and then call me back.
Oh, I'm so glad you're telling this story. I wanted you to tell this story. God knew I you to tell the story. Okay.
Well,
all right.
Thank you. Well, so I got the Bible out. I was sitting here, you know, with the Bible beside me. And so I went back and I read all of those things. And, you know, as I read them, I thought, okay, now what did each of these things have in common? And the first thing I realized was that there were always witnesses to the healing. And I also realized that Jesus usually asked, unless he already knew, which I think he already did anyway, but he would say, do you believe? So I went back into meditation and I said, okay, now, God, I've gotten this picture. Jesus asked, do you believe? And there was always a witness. And he said, that's right. He said, because in your dimension, there has to be a witness to the healing, or the healing can't take place. It's just like that old question about if a tree falls in the forest, does it make any sound? He said, in order on your dimension for this to take place, someone has to witness it. And it cannot take place if a person does not believe in God. It does not matter what religious belief or spiritual path they're on. If they don't believe that there is a God, then I can't help them because they don't believe in me. So I said, oh. He said, so I need you there to witness to the person about what is going on. And I said, then should I call myself a witness instead of a healer? And he said, no, because you have to be there as well as I. So we are co-creating the healing.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It is. It's such an awesome thing to do. It's so joyful, and I just have to admit, I love doing it.
I know you do, and you do. I know your work. And I just love you and your ability. You have turned over your heart and soul to this work, and you do it with great abandon, and that's wonderful, and I just love it.
Thank you. I love your work, too.
I know. We just have recycled together so many times, haven't we, dear?
I know, we have.
Now, when you are going in, you're looking at the body, and God is working with you, are you working on the etheric, or are you actually working with the physical?
In any way that the healing needs to take place. We heal on the physical level, on the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body. We can work with the higher self, with the angelic self. God has shown me how to work with the divine blueprint, which is the blueprint by which he created us initially, to work on the working blueprint level and to work on the physical body level, and then how those are connected. I can work with him on auric fields, on the level of the chakras and the etheric realms and other dimensions. There is no limitation to what God can do.
Oh, that just makes my heart beat so much faster, Caroline. I know some of the work that you do, you're cutting cords from the past, not only the individual's past, but the past from their ancestors. Do you care to comment a little bit on that?
Surely. When I'm doing work on a person, say this person who has a heart valve problem, then one of the first things that I say to God is, are there also any people, any spirits in their ancestral lines, in their past lives, in their soul families, in their family, current family in there with their friends or with their enemies who would also like to step forward and have this healing take place for them. And those people then step forward, and so I may be working on this individual's heart valve, but or seeing this work done, but the work's also being done for anybody in their past, basically, that also needs to have this healing work done. And when you do that on that many different levels, it also heals their descendants to come, so that you're not, because you're also working on a DNA level. So it's just, it sounds, in a way, when you describe it, it sounds very complicated. And I'm in the process of writing down for somebody I've healed, not on the telephone, because they're deaf. I haven't been able to do a telephone healing, which I do real often, and I haven't done a personal healing because they can't come here. Trying to describe it to somebody is takes more words than it takes time to do. God works very fast.
Yes, I can vouch for that. God indeed does work very fast.
Right, yes.
Some of the meditations that you do with people are extraordinary. I'm thinking in particular of the meditation that you do when the person submerges themselves in the blue waters. Is there anything that you want to comment on about that and explain?
Yes, and I would like to do that on this program one time so that people can experience that. God showed me about this time last year that how he did that was by taking me to his iridescent liquid light pool and showing me and doing a healing on me in the iridescent liquid light pool. And so now I do all of my healing work from the iridescent liquid light pool because of the fact that all of the colors, the rainbow colors, are present. They all are liquid, so they can flow into all the pores of your skin and into all of your tissues and your bones and your bloodstream and your nervous system. They can flow everywhere and do a tremendous amount of healing while you're inside of the pool of liquid light. And it's really awesome. The first time I did it, I was, you know, the guy did it with me, I was just like, wow, this is really awesome. But each time I have gone there, I have found that I've learned more. I have to admit that I tend to be pretty focused on what the business at hand is. I'm not one of those people who looks around to see if anything else is wrong right while I'm watching what God's doing, like on the heart valve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching that in specific. And I don't tend to move out and see if everything else and the heart's working fine until that particular issue is taken care of and mm-hmm. I see that that's taken care of. And then I always say, thank you, God, for fixing this or for healing this or whatever happens to come up. Then I may back out, as it were, a bit and look at the whole heart to see if the whole heart itself is functioning correctly or if there might be something else. So when I went into the iridescent liquid light pool, I was really focused on that first time for myself, how it was working and what was going on, without looking around and noticing that there were other people in the iridescent liquid light pool.
I know, that was so beautiful. We'll do that sometime on the show, and I realize we're not going to have time to do it today, but it is quite
right.
an experience. And for any of those who would like a private session with Caroline to really go into the depths of such things, Caroline, give the people your telephone number.
Okay. My telephone number is 1-540-586-2401.
Caroline is not one of these ladies of the New Age information wave, and so I'm talking her talking her into putting up a website. So hopefully she'll have her website up soon, and you can see a little bit more about what she does, because it's just awesome.
Well, thank you. That is something I am going to work on here. I promise.
Well, we're going to be taking calls now. But Caroline, while we're waiting for a caller to call in, I want to discuss with you something that we talked about, the different heart centers in the body, and how you see this. You know, we were talking about how the three centers of the heart are going to be joining together soon.
Yeah.
The area of the heart, the gut, and the brain. And I was just so fascinated because I had read some medical information of it, had done a reading on it, and then you told me that you actually saw it. Do you care to kind of tell our audience what this heart center looks like?
The name that I've gotten for it is the Heart Mind.
Yes. We have a caller coming
okay.
on right now, so what we'll do is we'll get back to the Heart Mind after this caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling in for one reason. I have a severe case of body psoriasis. And that's evidently been complicating some other things, like there's a swollen right foot heel area, probably tendonitis. Podiatrist thinks it's gout. But I thought maybe you could take a look.
Caroline,
I could not hear him. I could just
barely. I can barely hear you.
Yes, it was very low. Maybe. Can you hear me, Caroline?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
The caller is having problems with the heel. Which heel is this, the right or the left?
It's the right, Caroline.
Okay, so it's the right heel, and you think it's tendonitis, and someone else thought perhaps it was gout.
A podiatrist.
And then the other thing that you mentioned perhaps that is intertwined with this is perhaps psoriasis on the skin. Is that what, did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did. It covers a large area of the body, and it has for 14 years.
Okay, so your primary focus here, would you say, is the heel, and then if we can get to the psoriasis to get to that?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that fair enough to say?
That's it.
Okay. Caroline, did
okay.
you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, I'm being quiet because when I'm doing that, I'm watching and looking inside to see what's going on. So then I'll explain what I'm seeing there. There are several things going on here. You're correct about that. For one thing, you do have some gout, and for another, you have somehow damaged the heel. It looks almost like a stone bruise to the tendon.
Yep.
Almost like you stepped on a stone. That's what basically a stone bruise is. So guy's going in there, and he is reducing the inflammation and the soreness. And he's going now to the source of the gout. I've not ever seen gout before. Nobody's ever called me about this. So this is going to be interesting to see what God says about gout.
uric salts that are formed from foods that have high levels of purine are great contributors to the little jagged salts that irritate the inflammation area. I've eliminated those foods, so it's working.
And have you eliminated those foods?
Yes.
And is that taking care of it for you?
It's improving.
Okay, that's great. And this is basically triggered by a metabolic imbalance here. There's a neuropeptide, which you don't have enough of to offset these foods. So we'll go up now to your, it's coming from the pituitary gland. So we'll go up to the pituitary gland and change that so that you have got more of that. And interestingly, I think that anybody who's a medical intuitive sees things differently. I have no training whatsoever in how the neuropeptides work or how they're triggered or any of that sort of information. So God shows things to me in ways which I can relate to. And when it comes to things like neuropeptides, he shows me a little bottle with a faucet on it and then a little motor attached to it. And the motor generates the neuropeptide, and then there's a little handle on the faucet, and that little handle needs to be at a particular point for the neuropeptide to come out.
That makes sense.
Okay, so I'm never, you know, I have not seen the process as the way of maybe a scientist or somebody would see it, or a microbiologist. But anyway, what he's doing right now is he's taken out that entire mechanism, which was all rusty and broken down. He's taken that out, and he's putting in its place a brand new mechanism.
Great.
Okay, and he's attaching it, and the motor, little motor's starting, and now he's turning the handle, and it's starting to drip out.
Well, that's good news.
Okay, and that neuropeptide, which somehow was controlling that part of your metabolism, will now work its way from the pituitary gland into the rest of your body so that it is
balanced.
Balanced again, brought
right
back into balance. And now we'll go up on the DNA level and make sure that that part of your DNA is not also needing to be repaired, okay? So, okay, I see two places where it needs to be repaired, so God pulls that out. He used to fix everything. Now he just pulls it all out and puts new in.
He's smart.
And the section of the DNA that's broken basically is not lit. When I see a whole healthy strand of DNA, the whole thing is lit with all of these electrical lights and wires, and it looks like it's putting on a light show, and then there'll be a part that's dark, and he will pull that out and put in the new section, and then that section lights up too, which it just did.
Great. I know psoriasis is due to a dysfunction of the DNA as a result of trauma back in 1992.
It's the what now?
Psoriasis.
Yes, I get psoriasis. Is what?
It was because of a trauma, emotional trauma, that occurred in 1992 that somehow disarranged or turned off some of the DNA so that they don't function correctly in the immune system.
That's true, but it is also genetic.
Yeah, my mother had the gene for all sorts of skin problems.
Right. Okay, so let's go into your DNA there and call all of your ancestors to come forward. all of your past lives. All your soulmates, your family, friends, enemies. I will correct this not just on the DNA level, but on all levels, in all lifetimes, in all time, in all dimensions, in all reality, in all space, in all languages. Drop the anchors from any belief systems that would hold this in. Pull any hurt, hexes, curses, or spells. And unlock any locked blocks that would hold this in. And at the same time, God is pulling out that genetic disturbance, is what he's calling it, and replacing it everywhere else at the same time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I appreciate that. And he did that also with the gout. I didn't really go into that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's all clear. The DNA's clear. This is interesting because my husband also has psoriasis, and I've never worked on him.
No, well, maybe it's time.
To give it a try.
I think it's worth trying.
Well, actually, you know, you need to take that word out of your vocabulary. You can't ever do anything if you say try. You just do it.
Sounds good.
Okay. That's awesome. Now I'm starting to see the actual individual cells slow down.
Slow down?
Yeah, it's like your skin turns over too fast.
10 times faster than a normal cell would replicate, yes.
Right. 10 times is what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
God was actually telling me 12 times as fast.
Oh, that's fine.
So we're close there.
Yeah. Well, 10 is the classic interpretation of it. I exceeded that.
Okay, that's now slowed down to the normal rate.
Wonderful.
Okay, this is not going to disappear overnight.
I'm well aware of it, believe me.
All right, God has to work within the parameters of our Earth, our physical bodies. So it will change gradually.
Within a year, I should see great results. 6 months to
a year.
It will.
Okay. It will. You'll actually be able to see a change yourself within the first 30 days.
Wonderful.
Okay. But for the whole part of your body that's covered with the psoriasis,
right?
You've got it in different places. It'll take a while for that to completely clear up.
Yeah, I'm prepared for that, but I know it's on the way. I can feel, spiritually, I can feel the healing.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that we need to work on with you?
No, not a thing. You're a master.
Well, now,
you're a master
like
at your job, believe me.
I would like to say to you at this point that when you've had any kind of work like this done, you need to be careful to drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Your body will need more rest than you're generally used to, so you'll find that you may be sleeping more than you usually would.
Okay.
That's perfectly normal because the body needs that extra rest to recover. So just honor your body and also say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for healing you.
Well, I say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the talents that you've been given.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're wonderful, and I thank you so much.
Well, caller, we're just so delighted that you took our invitation and checked in. Blessings to you.
Thanks, Carolyn. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Caroline.
Yeah.
That was interesting, darling.
It was, wasn't it? Particularly since my husband has that, and I've never worked on him. I think he needs to check in with me.
Well, I didn't do a reading for him, but I didn't feel like he needed one.
Oh.
I felt like you had taken good care of him.
Well, that was one thing I thought about with the psoriasis. That also is something that's from past lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
from experiences in past lifetimes. So.
But you pulled those.
Yes. I didn't. God did.
Well, God did. I think we've got another caller who's checking in on us. And who is caller? I can't hear you yet.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
We're wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
What can we do for you?
Do you, if I wanted you to work on my husband, can you do it that way, or do you actually have to talk to him?
Caroline, you have to answer that, dear. She's calling in for her husband, and she says, do you have to speak to him?
Yes, I really need to get his permission to work on him.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I gather he's not there.
No, he's here. It's just I didn't know if you actually have to talk to him in order to do it, or
well,
you just have to know about
why
it.
Why he's not coming to the phone?
Well, I called in first to find out if you did. He will. I just didn't know if because you did done the other way.
We all have free will, and
oh, okay.
For Caroline to work with your husband, it's the same way when I work from the Akashic Records. We have to have permission from the individual to be able to do this.
Oh, okay. Well, then, here he is. Just a
okay.
sec.
I love it. I love it, too.
Hi, this is Bob.
Did you say it was Bob?
Yes.
Bob, can you just be kind enough just to speak up a little louder so Caroline can hear you?
Okay. This is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, Bob. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I've got problems with my lower, with my back, not just my lower back, with my back.
Okay.
And I wondered if there's anything you could do for it.
Well, certainly. Carolyn, you want to take the lead here and
do an extremely complex reading
for him?
No, I think I think what we'll do is we'll get to Bob's problem right away in the physical before he hangs up the phone.
Okay.
Do you need to know where in his back he's having the problem, Carolyn?
No.
You know, you're tuned
in. I already see it.
Okay, she's seeing
it, Bob.
Have
you had a surgery?
Yes, I have. Three of them.
Three of them. Okay. All right. And do you have pins in there?
Yes. Actually, in my cervical, yes.
Okay. And is it a pin
a plate.
Or is it a rod?
No, it's a plate.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing the metal, and I wasn't sure exactly what it was that was in there. Okay. Okay, now, are you standing up or are you sitting down, Bob?
Sitting.
You're sitting?
Yes.
Okay, what I would like for you to do is to put both of your feet on the floor and sit up very straight and then lean forward just slightly enough that I can see all the way down your spinal column and down your vertebra to see exactly what's out of alignment here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sort of envision yourself being pulled up by a rope on your head so that you're spreading your vertebra out so that God can move whatever needs to be moved back into place, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now just hold it there for a minute or so while we go down through, all the way down through there. Okay. okay, God's got that all in alignment now. Just keep sitting there, because you've also got a disc problem here. Okay, and God's very carefully putting that disc back into place and gluing it all back together again.
Hope so.
Okay, now that's back in. Now, going to go down the outside and see, as well as the inside, and see if we see anything else. Oh. Okay, you've got a couple of nerves here that are pinched.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to add some more tissue to these discs so that they are separated more like they should be. Okay, now then, it's not rubbing anymore. Now we're going, the myelin sheath has also been torn, so we'll call the stem cells to come up and repair that. The stem cells come out from your bone marrow, and stem cells will do anything that you ask them to do in your body. That's what they're there for. So you just say, hey, we need to have this myelin sheath repaired.
Definitely.
And they say, we're on it. And there they are. They're starting to get that repaired. Okay, and at the same time, God is uncrimping your nerve and wrapping the nerve itself with beautiful golden light so it will stay down flat.
Yeah.
The nerves are like, I don't know whether you as a man, most men have done this, but I don't know if you've ever wrapped a present and used that curling ribbon.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, if you fold it, you can't get the fold out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you curl it, and it's really curled, it's very difficult to get the curl out.
Right.
The nerves are the same way. So if they get pinched or crimped, then it's very difficult to get them to lay back down flat. So God just wraps his golden light around it so that it can't move back into its dysfunctional position. And this is also being done for your ancestral lines and your past lifetimes. Did you have an accident in this lifetime that hurt
you? Excuse me?
Did you have an accident that hurt your back?
No.
Okay, so I'm seeing a past lifetime where you had hurt your back.
Oh, maybe many years ago. I mean, 100 years ago, possibly. Seems like.
Yes. Okay, so we're pulling that out on that level, too, so that this is not something that you carry forward. Okay, now I want you, please, to lean over completely so that your chest touches your knees. Can you do that now?
Yep.
Okay. All right, now just sit back regularly.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Sit back up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Now just sit like you regularly would.
All right.
Okay, now, that should feel much better. And as the myelin sheath is completely repaired by the stem cells, it will get better and better every day.
All right. I hope it does.
Pardon me?
I say I hope it does.
Oh, it will. Don't
worry. All right. Okay.
It will.
Then it will get better.
It will get better.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Caroline, how long does it take for the stem cells to repair the myelin sheath as a rule?
Usually about 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on how much of the myelin sheath's been torn in there,
mm-hmm.
as to how long it takes them. They can turn into any cell in the body. And interestingly enough, they usually come out for me in pairs. I don't know whether they do that, you know, for other people or not, but they're very serious about their work. They take it very seriously, and they know exactly where they need to go and what they need to change into. So what they basically do is not repair the myelin sheath, but become the myelin sheath in this case. And that's the same thing that happens, you know, when the liver repairs itself. The stem cells go in there and become liver cells.
So he's going to have perhaps 7 days where this process is going to be working.
Yes.
And is it a fair thing to say that during these 7 days he should be drinking a lot of water?
Yes. Anybody who has any kind of healing work like this done needs to get a lot of rest and not stress that area of the body, particularly for the back, the vertebra. You know, you don't need to be picking up 50-pound bags of sand or, you know, hauling the furniture around, tell your wife to do it herself.
Well, that's good.
At least for 7 days.
Well, for 7 days, I can live in heaven then.
Yes.
What is it, 7 days and seven nights? I got it.
That's right. You have it. Your...
7 days and eight nights. Okay, we'll go for the ninth.
Okay,
yeah,
you sure came to the phone caller.
My wife's listening, so.
Well,
she'll probably be calling you back.
Okay, and if you find that you're not feeling completely better after 2 weeks, take my phone number down and call me, and we'll work on again. The back is easy to work on. The bones are easy to work on.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes if you wrench your back again, or if you sit down in the car funny or something, something will come out before it's had time to really completely set.
Right.
So you'll need to call back, and we'll need to do a...
Okay. I think she has your phone number. Is that the number she called?
No.
No.
Why don't you give your phone number to Bob, Caroline, and anybody else who might want to call you.
Okay. It's 540-586-2401.
Okay. Could you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. 540-586-2401.
Okay. And I hope I don't have to call you.
Excuse me?
I say I hope I do not have to call you again.
I don't think you will.
And if I do, it'll
be
hopefully good news.
Okay. And do call me between the hours of 9 and 4 Eastern Daylight Time.
I will. Okay.
Okay, reserve 4 to 5 for emergencies. So if somebody has an emergency, because I work, I'm usually scheduled out about 2 weeks. So
okay.
If you call me and you have an emergency situation, you can call me between 4 and 5.
Well, should when this happens and heals, I'll call you immediately.
Okay, that'll be great.
Okay.
I love to hear from my... clients. It's really super.
Okay. I will.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, I hope to call you quick.
I think you're right. Bob is
thank
still
you.
Dancing.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to. Thank you.
Exactly, you'll be able to.
Well, I'm sure my wife would like that.
Good.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
There's a man that wants to dance, Caroline.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
I know.
Get that guy out on the dance floor.
Really like to see that. Everybody wants to dance.
Indeed.
Even you and I.
Oh, you got that right. I go for a dance now and then.
Exactly. Well, I wondered about my phone, about his needing to hear my phone number again. I thought, okay, is this because I've got a southern accent, or what's going on?
You're still in that Gone with the Wind movie, honey.
No, I'm past that.
You're past that?
Yeah, I'm past
Rhett
that.
Doesn't do anything for you anymore, huh?
No, it does not. You know, sometimes I wonder if I have ever been a southerner before. I'm sure I must have, but I'm not sure that I remember any of my southern lifetimes.
Well, what are some of the lifetimes you remember?
Oh, goodness.
Do you remember being a healer before?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. I remember being a healer during the time of the plague.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? That had to have been distressing.
You know, I think you either, if you work with people who are ill, you either have to immunize yourself so that you don't feel it, or you see beyond it. And that's really what I've chosen to do, is see beyond the illness and see the whole person.
Right.
So that they have that space opened up for them to become whole again.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a nun, and I was with one of my friends who was a nun, and we were just going around from place to place going, what can we do, what can we do? And we came to this church where they had piled up all of these bodies, and most of the people, I guess, in the convent that we were in had died. And there was a statue of Mary, and we both knelt down and started praying to Mary. And the statue came alive, and she told us where to go. And she showed us this road, and then this, I don't know whether this place was in Italy or France, but it was like this big open area that had a pool in it. And the big space was there for the pool. And there were steps on each end leading down into the pool, but there wasn't any water there. So we found that there was a place where, for lack of a better word, an open water line had gone up to this stream, and it had gotten clogged up. So we unclogged it, and we cleaned out that pool, and we put the water in there. And then Mary walked down into the water when we finished, and put her hands out on the water and said, this will heal.
Oh, my.
So the two of us went around just looking for people who were sick and picking them up and taking them, and we would carry them and lower them down into the water, and they'd be healed.
Wow.
And we'd bring them out. It was so beautiful when I saw that lifetime. It was so beautiful, just knowing that Mary had put her hands on the water and had made it, as it were, healing water, holy water, and that it would heal people. And it would just, they'd walk out the other side, and they were fine.
Caroline,
so
I believe that we remember past lifetimes for the information that we can use in this lifetime.
I do, too.
That was a beautiful story for you to remember, because it's reinforcing faith.
Yeah.
And reinforcing the fact that there are the spiritual hierarchy that are working with us. And how beautiful that is.
It was really, and it still is, I can see it very plainly, and it was really a very awesome experienced. And it was kind of interesting the first time that I went into the iridescent liquid light pool.
Oh, was it similar?
Well, in the other one, it was really water that had been touched by Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's not water. It's a liquid light. And so there's a difference, but the pools were similar in the fact that they had steps that you could walk down into the pool in. But I did remember that when I did that. I was like, oh, this really, you know, brings up that memory of that lifetime again. And that was a really beautiful.
Yes, it is. And I know that we've had a lot of lifetimes working with Isis and different healing temples.
Yeah.
I can't remember them specifically with the two of us, but I know that we've done that.
I do, too, and I remember several lifetimes in Egypt, and I remember being a teacher in Egypt, and we accessed information very similarly to the way you are accessing the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
I would be standing, because I've seen myself doing this, and I was only 12, standing in front of this big pile of books that were very large.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were brown. They were all leather, all different colors and so forth. But
perhaps a lot of them were brown.
Most of them were brown. But I would be standing there, and if a student would ask me a question, I'd put my hand on the book, and I'd access the information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
very similar
to what you're
doing. Do you know what the brown cover meant?
No. What did the brown cover mean?
The brown cover means that soul was created on the pink ray of love.
Oh,
because
wow.
When I do a reading for someone, they usually tell me what the cover was. And so they were the last group that God sent forth to experience love and all of the different aspects of love. And that's what their duty was. And that's why there are so many souls whose records have the brown cover, is because there were more souls needed to work with the love energy than with the other with the other jobs that the other souls had to do.
Interesting. That's fascinating.
Oh, yes.
And have you seen other colors?
Oh, yes, yes,
oh.
Yes. The first group of souls that were created and sent forth, their records, there's not many of those, and their records are in the shape of a scroll. And their soul was a little different than the other souls in the sense that there had to be more particles from God's nature made into their soul, because they were the ones that went out into the void and first divided the dimensions. And so God looked out into the void and saw all of the possibilities and realized that there was a great amount that was available in the means of these possibilities, but the construction of source in the center of the cosmos was too large to go out and do this work. And so particles of him, that's what our souls are, particles of the God force, went out and did all these jobs.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, it really is. It is so beautiful. And then each wave that went out and had a particular job, their book cover was a different color.
Oh, okay.
We're coming up to, I think we're coming up to the hour now. And maybe we've got about 5 more minutes. We're going to have a break up at the top of the hour, and we're going to have a very special person come and speak to you during the break. And this is a message that Archangel gave through me, and it is going to talk about the cruise that is coming up. This is going to be the first cruise of the Masters, is going to be overlighted by Archangel Michael, and the itinerary is already put together. Archangel Michael is going to come with Mother Mary, dear Mother Mary, the great avatar of compassion, along with Mary Magdalene. She's going to come with their angels and work on the people's bodies, but a little differently than what you're doing, Caroline. They're going to be working on changing the telomere. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about that. If people don't call us over this next hour, we'll have to talk a little bit about the cells and how they're changing, because
okay.
I know that that's
yes.
a topic that we have a lot of conversations about, and I'm sure our audience would like to know some. And so what we will do is, if we have some cooperation from the beings that be on the station, we'll take a break now.
Okay.
If they have heard us. You know, this is sort of like waiting for rain, you know. It's been a hot day. The clouds are up there, and I still don't see any rain. Call them back to their desk. We're ready for a break. Well, I guess they've abandoned us.
Well, maybe
not. I don't hear any break music.
I don't hear any either.
I guess,
would you like to start? Would you like to talk a little bit more? Has everybody been listening to you talking about doing readings from the Akashic Record? I haven't, so I don't know whether everybody else has heard that or not.
Well, there's on my website, www.akashic-reading.com, there's some interesting articles on there, because it talks about all of the different places where the records are located. And
okay.
the records, while we are alive, our own personal record is, as you know, is carried within our own energy field. And then upon death, that transfers up to the next level of records. And so there's quite a few layers of records, planetary records, galactic records. And so the records finally go up to, or are moved up to, a band of cherubim. And that, we call that the universal records. And
oh.
so this is the final step. The cherubim actually take those records and they compact them in a certain fashion and then turn them over to Source. And so that is the very last place that records go before actually God accesses them. And it's very suitable that the cherubim are doing this, because it is the cherubim, in a sense, you might call them the masters of vibration. And so there's two parts of the band. The top part of the band that circles Source works with a vibration, sends it out into the cosmos, where it weaves its way throughout the entire cosmos and comes back to Source. And then the lower band of the cherubim are working with all of these universal records. And this is what we're accessing when a soul asks us to do this. We're accessing that level of records. And so that everybody practically that I access their records for, we tell them what their book looks like, and so what the colors were on their book, if there are colors, and what their particular job description was that they carried within the construction of their soul. And so I saw a picture of this. It was so beautiful, because what was going on at that particular moment was there was a ray of light that came from the source of God. I didn't see it, but I saw the light as it came forth. And then there were rays of colors, and then there was the sounds that were made, the creation sounds, which were just so incredibly beautiful. And so there was sound and color and the intent of God. And all of this was going on at one time as the particles coming forth from God was forming the soul. And one of the most beautiful things that I've heard about all of this reading is, you know, there's so many people on this planet. There's so many people, souls in the cosmos, yet God understood each one of these souls as they were being called forth, and there was a personal relationship between God and that soul. And I just think that is such a beautiful, beautiful story, because sometimes we feel we're down here on Earth and there's so many people, and does God know us? Does God remember us? Are we meaningful? And yes, we are meaningful. God called us forth from nothingness, and God knew who we were and who we would be, as he is calling each and every one of us into form. So it's very beautiful.
Yes, it's very, very beautiful to have a personal relationship with God, which I think everyone chooses to have, but they don't always act on that.
Mm-hmm. They want to have it. But they don't do the things that's necessary to have it.
To have it, exactly. Mm-hmm. They don't do the things that are necessary to have it. And I can remember when I first started realizing that I was having personal messages and a personal relationship with God, I, you know, said, you know, how do I know this is really God? How do I know that what's being said to me is indeed not just my own inner self wanting to come out or something? And Jesus came, and he was standing in front of me, and he said, if it's not of love, it's not of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really learned how to honor and respect that, and to make sure that I'm clear about the information I'm getting, and that it is something that would be a loving result. And I'm sure you do that too.
When I sit down before I do a reading, of course, like you,
Caroline. Caroline.
Yeah.
Were you guys ready to go on break?
Yes. Yeah. We called. The rain cloud came and nothing came.
Yeah, I was in the. Okay. You want to go on break right now?
Yes.
Done.
Break and a cup of coffee. Well, we're back, friends, and hopefully you heard the message from Archangel Michael inviting you on his trip, and if you were able to come, I certainly hope that you can join us. Now, during the break, Caroline was talking about who she was seeing as the two that she was working on healing with, the two individuals. And I kind of want to turn the spotlight over to Caroline and discuss this, who and what she saw working with these two individuals who were on the line earlier. So, Caroline, tell us what you were talking about when we were on break.
Well, it's always very interesting when I'm working with somebody and with God to see their angels, guides, and masters are also there, very much aware of and participating in the healing work that's being done. And that's what happens with everybody that I work with. It's not just that it's God and me as the witness. It's also other beings of light who are there working with this person to help them heal, whether it's physically or however it is, or even spiritually. It's they're there and they're excited. They always just, they'll clap their hands sometimes, and sometimes they jump up and down and go, yay, yay. And I mean, they're just very enthusiastic about the healing work that's being done. So, you know, and I didn't mention that to either person because of the time, you know.
Sure, there's time constraints.
Right. But otherwise, yeah, that's always the case.
I wanted you to mention this because there's a lot of people out there who perhaps are not calling in for a healing because they don't feel that they need it at the moment. But I did want them to understand, at least hear from us, how they all have guides that love them and work with them, how they have masters, and how they have people who are very interested in their welfare. And that's why I wanted you to talk about that. And the point that I want to bring out with all of this is that we must invite our angels to come work with us every day, that they need permission to and they need an invitation because
mm-hmm.
we have free will. I don't know if you have anything to comment on that, Caroline, do you?
Well, I think that's really important for everybody to understand is that you've got all of these helpers in the higher realms who would love to get in there and go to work for you. And all they need to know is that you're aware of them and you want their help. You choose their help. You are willing to accept help from somebody. Because some of the guides may be some of your ancestors. They may be people from other lifetimes who are working on the other side, and they really need to have a job, too.
You know, what we're saying is let's put them to work. Let's
put
them
to work. Absolutely.
To work.
And you know, you and I both know there's a hierarchy also of angels. So if you start out as just being, somebody's daily angelic, whatever you want to call it, guardian sort of, as you do more and more for that person, then you move up in the hierarchy yourself. So, for these angels that are hanging out twiddling their thumbs, they're not moving, and they'd really like to be moving, too.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can use them and are willing to use them, they're there to help you. Mine have been letting me know for a long time that sometimes they've had to kick me.
Maybe we need a bumper sticker. Put your angel to work.
Yeah. Put your angels to work. Give them a job description.
You know, while we're discussing this, Caroline, do you have any stories where you consciously remembered where you have asked an angel to help you and they actually did?
It really happens for me every day because I never get in my car that I don't say, okay, is everybody on board? Okay, we don't want any speeding tickets. We do not want any car problems, mechanical problems, and we don't want any accidents. And I promise to stay within reason, at the speed limit. And yet, one time when I was going up to Elkins, West Virginia to see my brother, I was riding along. One of my favorite CDs is Michael. I just love that movie, and I love the music from the movie. And I would always play it every time I would head up that way. And I'm riding along, singing along, about we're on the road again. And I put my hand out, and I said, okay, is there anybody in this car with me? And Carolyn, somebody touched my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so awesome. I was so excited and so joyful. I had to pull off the road because tears were just running down my face. I couldn't see well enough to drive. And I knew then that they were always with me, and I just didn't always acknowledge them,
mm-hmm.
But they've really done I put them to work a lot.
We're really talking about awareness. One of the things that I love what you do is when you go into a new place or you walk into a beauty salon or a restaurant, how you clear the space. Do you care to comment on it? Because I just love that.
Well, you know, I started doing it because I realized that sometimes when I would go into a space, it was just, it was maybe not, maybe the food wasn't going to be exactly what I needed to eat that night, or it was somebody else's choice to go to a particular place. And that's how that got started in a restaurant that I was in that wouldn't have been one of my own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, I'm going to clear the kitchen, the wait staff. I'm going to clear this whole place so that everything that's in here is of love. And there won't be a problem with me finding something to eat because I'm a vegetarian. And in the South, that's kind of sometimes a difficulty, finding a place where you can eat, where you can get vegetables that aren't like mush. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, indeed.
You know, you're kind of relegated to these iceberg lettuce salads sometimes, and you're like, oh, please. So, you know, I cleared it, and then I blessed everything. And, you know, when I do that, I just say, you know, God, thank you for blessing this food to the use of my body, that this is what my body needs, that this becomes what my body needs at this time. I don't know exactly what I need right now, but you do. So you bless this so that this meets my body's needs.
And I love the idea of every place that you go to bless the people, to bless the space before you enter. I think that is such a beautiful thing to do.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I think, you know, that's one place where I've always loved Neil Donald Walsh's work. But one of the things that I really took from that work to heart and use every day is that I consider all of my relationships holy relationships, and I look for the gift that I can take to that person or that place,
mm-hmm.
and I look for the gift that they have for me, so that we both are receiving the gifts that we came here to receive. And in blessing a place before you go in it, what you're doing is you're taking that gift of God's love into that place, and you're blessing that place, and that's your gift to whoever happens to be in there. I don't ever know who's going to be there, but that's not really my concern. The people that need to be there are there.
I know. I love that. And see, it's a little easy for you to remember this in the sense that you actually see the angels, you actually see the masters. And so this is why I'm bringing this conversation up right now, because there are many who don't see these things. And they have to constantly remind themselves to do this.
Well, sure, I had to do that too at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first kind of things that I started seeing, and I was seeing these as a child, and I think most people do. You sometimes see some movement out of the corner of your eye.
Yes.
And you turn to look, and there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
There really is something there.
Wasn't a speck in your eye, huh?
Right, one speck in your eye, you know?
Uh-huh.
And once you become aware of that, then you start saying, okay, now I wonder what that was all about and who that was. And if you have a meditation practice, you start seeing that and hearing it and feeling it in whatever way you relate to things. Some people see, some people feel, some people hear, some people do all of those things. But you'll start, you'll start seeing that. And I did that when I went to be with my brother when he was ill and his family. I started my daily meditation, and
Hello.
It made a huge difference.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Joy Regina.
It's Joy?
Joy. Like
oh, what
happy.
A lovely name.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you real
I
well.
I said, what a lovely name, Joy.
Thank you. Yeah, they gave it to me, you know. I'm involved in this playground you're in. But I wanted to call in a friend, a sweet friend of mine, Nancy Strachan. She just called me and told me what you guys are doing. And I have been dealing with stuff out the wazoo, health things. I'm not even 50, and I almost died three times this year,
oh my
blood
God.
Clots, all this kind of stuff. And now, every time I turn around, they want a body part, and this time they want my thyroid.
Oh, my.
And I've dealt with some really extreme emotional issues, really heavy stuff this year, that have taken me off the charts. I'm like a walking miracle in a way, and I think I'm only here because of the love of people.
Joy, let's see what we can do from here. First of all, with the physical aspect, what physically would you like for Caroline to work with?
Anything. I was so shocked about this. I'm still catching my breath. whatever. I think right now the pressing thing is the thyroid issue, and they found these hot nodules. They want to operate again. I don't want to get operated on. I also was diagnosed with hardening of the arteries. I have an implant. Like I said, I'm really young. This doesn't happen to people my age. So, you know, there's quite a smorgasbord there. Anything she's feeling inclined to dive into.
Caroline, darling, can you tune into some of this?
Yes. Though I'm being told that you need to do an Akashic record reading to help her understand why this is happening before we do any healing work.
Okay.
Okay.
Joy, it takes me a little while to get into the frame of mind where I can reach them because I've been talking to you and we've been laughing and
mm-hmm.
and
I understand.
So what I need, dear, is a little moment.
That's fine. I do readings, too, so I know what you mean.
Okay. There's a lot of emotion here. We've come up to the records, and the angel has pulled out your record. I have to balance myself because there's a lot of emotion here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing is that you have made promises. You're not just carrying these things for yourself, you're carrying them for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a lot being asked of you.
What was that?
What I'm seeing is that you're one of the ones that is a template for the new body that's coming forth, the new physical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
What? The new template. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so there is a group who has volunteered to, you might say, be the first to go through these physical changes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't make it any easier for you now because I'm one also that is a template, so I'll shake your hand, sister. We're doing same kind of work, and so sometimes
yeah.
it gets very difficult.
Yeah.
But the emotional aspect of this is that you need to go through this in balance, and number one, understand that you're not going to die from this. that there is that fear. You think you're too young to be going through all of these symptoms, and that's not the case at all. You're helping to bring forth the new Adam Cadman,
mm-hmm.
physical. And you have volunteered to do this out of great love. And so with this, I want you to understand that you are serving. You are serving from one of the highest levels of service.
Mm-hmm.
And you are blessed and you are protected. And so now I think what we need to do is to go to Caroline to help make some of these physical issues a little easier for you. But before I do, let me ask you a question. Are you meditating?
Every day, every night.
Okay.
I do a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it,
and I
when you're meditating, are you finding that balance of center? Are you feeling the balance and the center and that still point?
I'm starting just recently. I just started walking and dancing a little because I couldn't.
No, the still point, what I mean, dear, is when
yeah,
you are meditating, that still point in meditation.
You know that still point? What I'm trying to say is when I ground,
yes.
I feel I'm embodying it.
Yes, this is
that's
this
what
is,
I feel like.
Yes, this is what you need to be doing right now. You need to be grounding
mm-hmm.
This emotion. You've got a lot of emotional energy going on right now because
yeah.
What you're going through physically is upsetting you, and I understand this
and
very much.
And it's not
much.
Just that. I met some twin flame thing that crashed. That's always fun.
Oh, so you've got your twin flame on top of the physical.
Yeah, the separation from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, what we're going to be dealing with is the physical. If you
yeah.
feel like you want a reading with that other information, feel free to come to the website and order a reading on that. But for now, let's
yeah.
Do what we can
okay.
with the physical. And it's the thing that you are just going through with the twin flame is making it a little bit more difficult for you to find that balanced center. And so in your meditation, ask for those higher forces that are around you to help find that balanced center. You're meditating, but you've got so many other emotional things going on in your life with the fear of the physical, with the separation from who you think was the twin flame, and in a sense you feel betrayed. And it's harder for you to get to the center. I think that if you ask for that help, they will get you there and help you with that. Your angels are more than delighted to help you with that. So before you meditate, you call in on your angels?
Mm-hmm. No, I call them in all the time.
Good. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go over to Caroline for now to see if she can help with some of these physical issues. Caroline,
okay.
have you?
I'd like to say
show?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're amazing. You're very accurate. And I bless you for everything you're doing.
You mean accurate because you know that you're a template?
You're very accurate. Everything that you said, I felt. And there were certain things I didn't say that you just spit them out, and it was like, yep, 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 you're very good. And
thank
I,
you, dear
I
heart.
Just bless
we're,
you,
we're
and
gonna,
I honor
we're gonna,
you.
We're going to help staple you back together again.
That's what it's like. I feel like you got to be kidding me, you know? Oh, God.
We want to pull the pieces together. I think Caroline has the string. I would recommend that you come for a reading to help with that other aspect that you're going through because you really need to feel that.
Yes. Yes, I do. And because I got to tell you, I feel like my heart's been ripped out.
I know, darling, and that's why I'm saying
thank
you've got
you.
A couple issues going here. And, yes,
mm-hmm.
I said that you felt betrayed. You're going through this terrible a sense of betrayal right now, because it's like he promised and he's not upholding his end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
Okay, my darling Caroline, what
Thank
can we
you.
Do for this lovely lady?
And her first name is Joy, correct?
Joy.
Yeah,
okay.
Joy Regina. That's what they call me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, Joy, I was getting very much the same information that Carol was getting at the same time.
Wow.
And I was looking at your body and realizing that your body structure is changing. And so that's causing you a lot of physical distress, and yet you're also fearful of those changes that are coming. They are not meant to be difficult for our bodies, but those of us who've chosen to go through this shifting of the cells in the body are struggling right now with all sorts of physical issues. And to really go into this in depth and be able to help you on the deep kind of level, because we need to release some issues of fear and abandonment, and we need to go in and explain to your body what's going on so that it doesn't feel like it's getting ready to leave. And I found that out myself, that you have to explain to your body what is going on. If you do readings, you need to go into your body and tell it that it is shifting. It's not dying. It's shifting.
Wow.
And that it's not only okay, it's going to be fantastic when the whole shifting process is over.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's some other, you know, we can go in and straighten out some of the physical things that are going on, but I have to admit that we're not talking about a 5 or 10 minute or 30 minute session here. We need to have enough time that God can really go in there and work on the cell level and then all the way up through the spiritual level, and certainly include the emotional things that are going on with you now. So this is one of those cases where God can't just go in and go bang and fix it in the next 20 minutes. It's going to take longer than that.
Yeah.
So what I'd like for you to do is to call me.
Let's
set up a time to have an appointment, and then we'll be able to go into the all of the different things that are going on with you in more depth than we can do right here.
Okay. What's your phone number?
Does that sound agreeable to you?
Yes. I would like both phone numbers.
Excuse me?
I would like both of the phone numbers for your phone number and the other lady's phone number.
Oh, my. I'm Carolyn, and this is Caroline. Caroline, for the physical reading, give Joy your telephone number, please.
Okay.
All right.
Have you got a pen and a pencil?
Yep. I'm equipped.
Okay.
I love equipped people.
All right. It's 540.
540.
586.
586.
2401.
2401.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and your name is Carolyn?
Caroline.
Caroline. Okay.
Caroline. It's spelled L-I-N-E, Caroline.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Now, right. Joy, for me, you go to my website, which is www.akashic-reading.
Reading.
R-E-A-D-I-N-G.com.
Got it.
And it's rather self-explanatory. People
okay.
send that to me with their questions, and then I get back to them with email.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, are you a friend of Nancy Strachan's?
Both of us are.
Both of us are.
Because I wanted to tell you guys, I was just talking to her last week, and are you going to do that thing where you get on board the ship and you have presenters
the
and you go to Mexico? She gave me the information to call you guys. I want to come and be a presenter.
Well,
I
tell you what.
I've had visions of this.
We would love to have you.
Yeah, I don't need much.
Let me tell you, Joy, you go to the website, and
yeah.
up at the very top of bbsradio.com,
BBS.
There is information about the cruise. Just hit that, and then send me an email. It says contact Carolyn.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Did you hear Archangel Michael's invitation during our break?
I didn't hear that, but I've worked with Archangel Michael over the years, and I know that there's a lot of clarion calls going out right now.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Same neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, we're all hanging out in the same block.
Absolutely. You've heard of the Nameless Ones?
What? The Nameless Ones, yes.
Yeah, I channeled them. I think I started doing that in 92, and then I went into a shift, and when I went into a shift, I was directed to just channel from a point of union. I'm still actively working while I've been coming back from the dead, which is really kind of freaky because, you know, it's taking a lot.
It's not easy. It's
yeah,
not easy
but
being a light worker, is it?
I'm serious, you know. And now I started this product line for babies that turned into a world peace project.
Oh, how beautiful.
I want to share it with you guys, but I will get in touch with you both. And
right.
I send you my heart and my love and my gratitude for this.
Oh, and we both send it back to you, Joy. And it sounds to me like you're like Caroline and I. We've always had our hand up when Spirit's looking for some volunteers.
Yeah, I am amazed, and I sometimes stand there and I think, and whose idea was this one, you know? Or how did this happen, you
well,
know?
Well, listen to what Caroline
says. And I know
says.
It's
she
me.
She now wants a disclaimer. Tell her about your disclaimer, Carol.
Honey, I'll say, excuse me, I'd like to read the disclaimer first. What are the side effects of this volunteering I'm doing?
Can I have a copy of that, please?
For a century, they used to say, okay, we need volunteers, and I put my hand up, and the next thing I know, somebody killed me.
Oh, God.
That's how I say she wants a disclaimer on this now.
Exactly. And the first time before I said disclaimer, I said, God asked me to be a messenger about a particular message that he had, and I said, do they still shoot messengers?
Of course they do.
He said, not where you live. I said, thank you.
Then you know. You're okay. You're good to go.
All right.
Joy, you are a delight, darling. We'll
yeah,
be talking
you
to you
too.
Soon.
Aww.
Thanks for calling.
And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to calling you guys too. I'll be in touch.
Oh,
okay.
we would be delighted. Always room for another light worker. Oh, something that might be of interest to you since you're such a friend of Archangel Michael. www.archangelmichaelsconclave.com. He's calling his light workers there.
All right, I'm writing this down. Archangel
Michael.
Michael,
and that's an S behind Michael.
Oh, with an S.
Uh-huh.
Okay, .com.
Yeah, conclave.com.
Okay.
All right. His conclave. He's asked us to do this conclave.
Oh.
And you might be interested in being a member.
Yes. And did Nancy tell you guys about Monday Night Call where Ivy is channeling the Nameless Ones?
No.
Oh, I got to tell you, she's been doing these conference calls for about a year and a half, and these calls, this last channeling Monday night was off the charts, awesome. The Nameless Ones are materializing here.
cool.
And, oh, this is big stuff.
Well, and send me the information, dear.
Yeah, definitely. The call starts at 9:15 our time, right? And just let me get my phone book. There's going to be two calls consecutively, one this Monday and one next Monday.
Do me a favor and send it to me in the email because I'm not in a place where I can write this down.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
Boys,
now, I'll
be
online again. I'm sorry. I was going to say I'll be online again Monday, and I'll make it a point to email this to you.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Okay, you guys. Well, listen, I should let you proceed with your flow of incoming guests.
Take care, Joyce. Thanks.
And you're doing an amazing job. Thank you again.
We're trying.
All right.
We're back here pedaling in the back stream, so sometimes we lose a little paddle now and then, but we're doing our best.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's good. You guys are awesome. You know, you got to make a living doing this, you know.
You take care, dear.
I will. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
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 We were discussing, something that we didn't mention, Caroline, is we were talking about the three areas of cells that are coming together to form the heart.
Oh.
You know, the mind, the heart, and the gut, how they're coming together. I had put some information in the spiritual notebook about that. And if you could just talk a little bit about that and what you see when you go in to see the heart.
Okay. The first time I really saw the heart mind was after my heart surgery. I had heart surgery in 2002, and after the surgery, I was going in, looking around, seeing what they'd done and if everything was working okay and attached the way it was needed to be and so forth. And I saw this sort of gelatinous glob, that's the only way I know to describe it, that had these lights running through it, this definitely energy inside of it. And I was kind of like, what in the world is this thing? And did they hurt it, you know, in taking out my heart and working on my heart? So I went down, went through it and so forth, and all of it seemed to be working fine and attached in all the right places. But I didn't really get a name for it until I asked one of my friends who does healing work on me, and I do healing work on her, to look at that and see if she saw that and was I, you know, seeing it on an etheric level or a body level, because I was seeing it on a body level, I was fairly sure, and she saw it too, and she said, oh, that's the heart mind. And I said, oh. And so then we started working together to figure out exactly what it did, and the information we got was that this is where information actually comes into your body, and it's separated, as it were, the things that are about experiences and emotions go to the heart, and the things that are sort of systematic kind of things, like information, goes up to the brain to be stored. And I was fascinated by that, because I'd not really ever seen it before. And so, you know, I know that it connects the heart and the brain together, and that basically what we need to be doing now more of is working from our hearts, working from our, because our hearts connect us to God's heart. And we need to be working from that point of view rather than from our mental point of view.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about facts. It isn't about loving the earth, loving the universe, loving our fellow man, loving ourselves. That needs to come from our heart and from our heart mind, and that information is stored there, and the experience of that emotion of love is stored there.
Well, I was so fascinated when I heard you talk about it, because I had done an Akashic reading on that. I had seen an article in the newspaper about it, and for all of those who might want to read that reading, it is in the spiritual notebook, and it is under a topic of the neural cells.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so that's a fascinating, I thought it was a fascinating reading. Well, Caroline, we have like 1 minute to go according to my clock, and I have to say to you that I appreciate and treasure the fact that you were here to help people in the audience come back on a healing mode. I just thought it was beautiful. And I look forward to you, dear sister in the light, for the next time when we might get together again and meet the public.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed doing this. I didn't know, you know, how it would work and how it would work with doing the healings on the radio, but I'm pretty sure that everything worked great, and I'm loving it and loving being able to talk to somebody like you and I do often anyway about what's really going on.
Right. And so, you know, we'll be talking about other topics in
sure.
the future with healing.
Yes.
And so, again, as I said, dear sister in the light, I praise you, I honor you, and I thank you for working with all of us. And to all of those people out there who are tuned into us, I would just like to say, go in peace. We send our blessings to all of you, and thank you for tuning in. Listen again. 2 more weeks, we'll be back. And if you see it within your heart to join us on the cruise, please do. We would love to have you. So goodbye to all of you. Goodbye, dear Carolyn.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Blessings to everybody.
Yes. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.